Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Prepare and Plan for New Projects. Well, today, I'm going to mix things up. Since my post for today, titled Building Rapport by Making Others Feel Comfortable, was accidentally sent out on Saturday, I'm going to throw something different at you. Today, I'm going to give you a little insight into the thinking I put into my projects. I am convinced that the fastest way to achieve any goal is to have a plan. The larger the goal, the more thought and time you must put into your plan. I have learned that over the years that 95% of all people who take on large projects don't have a clear strategy to achieve their goals. It's no wonder that they don't achieve them. Whether you want to start a business, a blog, or any other important project, I have learned that it's best to start the process by transferring all of your thoughts and ideas into a written document. When I take on a project, the first thing I do is create a document called a creative brief. A creative brief, as you will see, is nothing more than an organized list of your thoughts, ideas, and goals. If I'm working with a team of people on a project, I will put together a creative brief and forward to everyone on the team for their review. I've learned that this avoids misunderstandings, gets everyone's buy-in, and ensures that everyone is clear on the desired outcome. By following the strategy outlined in this document, my blog has generated more than 50,000 page views in its third full month and has already become one of the top personal and professional development blogs, and my podcasts are already ranked in the top 100 business podcasts for 2010. So, here's what my advice is to all of you listening to this podcast. There's no way that I can accurately, in this podcast, show you this creative brief. It's best for you to take the time to go to littlethingsmatter.com, look for today's lesson titled How to Prepare and Plan for New Projects, and take a look at this document that goes through each component of my plan, each component of the process, and describes what my thinking is. I think you'll find a great deal of value in this. I would also recommend that you take the time to review my podcast or my lesson titled How to Put Together an Action Plan. You will find that also within that lesson, you'll gain a lot more great insights into how you can be better prepared to take on your projects in the future. So go to littlethingsmatter.com, look at today's lesson, read it, and you'll get a good idea of the thought process I put into my projects, such as Little Things Matter. And just remember, you can achieve any goal that's important to you if you will do the little things that matter.